This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Third quarter financials continue to demonstrate the tough situation in farm country this year. We will hear more with Joe Mahan of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Joe Mahan, Regional Outreach Director at the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, says their third quarter survey of agricultural bankers in the Fed's 9th District show cash flow is down.
Lenders told us that farm incomes decreased relative to a year ago. Capital expenditures, that is purchases of equipment and buildings and other capital by farm operations, was also down quite a bit. And this is a sort of a recent change from trend. Household spending was flat overall. Even over the last few years, as we've seen falling incomes and falling capital spending, the consumer spending by farm households has continued to stay pretty strong.
You're listening to Agribusiness Matters. It is time now for our featured conversation with Bex Hybrids. Northwest Iowa Bex Hybrids agronomist Eric Bartell says there was a wide range of outcomes this growing season.
Yeah, we just saw a dramatic range in yields. We had guys that pulled record yields, you know, over 300 bushel an acre, and then we had other guys that, you know, the yields maybe were cut in half from that. And a lot of it had to do with management, I think, fungicide, insecticide, nitrogen, you know, multiple time-ins with nitrogen, split-shotting that with all the rain that we had. But, you know, even in spite of that, there was definitely variability based on the stresses that were out there. Some guys did not get nearly as much southern rust this year. Other guys did not have the poorly drained soils that developed a lot of fusarium crown rot. It's just a huge range of yields. It truly was a year of variability.
For more agronomic data and advice, visit BexHybrids.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.